Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi everyone and welcome. Good to have you along. Every week we spend 3 hours together. It's been 7 days since we all got together, and we're back together again today. Appreciate you being here. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're going to be spending the next 3 hours of your life with us. Yes, today we've got, it's going to be a fun day today, all 3 hours of Auto World, as always. Today we have on the very first hour a gentleman that has been on Auto World before, many, many times, and he's back. So we're going to have fun with James Bell. First and foremost, he is the head of Corporate Communications Kia America, folks. So I want to open up the phone lines if you have any questions for James. Of course, at 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Today, we're not only going to be, he's sitting in pole position on the racetrack today with us, but we're going to have the third hour, of course. We're going to have, peace of mind coming the third hour for you. Also, I've got a word with Mark the third hour, and the three S's coming on the third hour. Second hour for you, we got, remember Fonzie? Hey, well, something started back in 1902, and we're going to talk a little bit about that on the second hour. But right here on the first hour, I met this gentleman back in, I believe, 1999? That was before I had snow on my roof. And we were at a car event, and great, great gentleman. And he's, of course, we were at an automotive event back in that day. And he's, James Bell has known Bob Long and myself for many years and has been on Auto World many, many times with Bob Long. And I asked James if he would come back to the airwaves of Auto World. And he says, absolutely. And so I want to welcome now, he's head of corporate communications, Kia America, and he's sitting at the Corporate Communication Command Center, James Bell. Welcome back to Auto World.
Well, thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be back on these good old airwaves. And I will be honest with you, though, I'm actually not sitting at Corporate Command Center. I'm on my way to the Rocky Mountains for a drive of a special new Kia. So hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, James, you sound good. Sound good. Good to hear from you again, and welcome back in. And it's absolutely Kia. You guys are knocking it out of the park here. You know, first I want to share, here on Auto World, James, many, many years I've been helping Bob, and you've been on Auto World for many years. And he asked me to take hold and drive the steering wheel when his health kind of started hitting him, and I did, and it's been an honor to do that, get behind the silver microphone again, and carry on Auto World, and I appreciate you being here. You know, and I got a little trivia. Kia, dug up a little bit of trivia for everyone. Kia started producing Honda-licensed small motorcycles back in 1957.
That's
wow.
Right.
Long, long time ago.
Before that, we were actually a bicycle manufacturer, and then you're right, it turned into these licensed motorcycles, got us into, you know, the motorized transportation, and now jump ahead, and we're, you know, leading the cutting edge on electric vehicles. So it's been a great run for the company.
Absolutely. I have not, James, I gotta salute you, all your accolades and awards, and I have not here in Auto World. I have a segment on Auto World that I call Recalls, and you know one company I do not have any recalls on, and that's Kia. Congratulations. Congratulations.
You made me a little nervous there for a minute, I must admit.
No, it's awesome. I mean, seriously, you guys are doing good, and you've got we got a lot to talk about here this hour. First and foremost, again, memories, James. I know you've been with Bob and known Bob for years and been being interviewed with, you know, with Bob at like the LA Auto Show and other shows. Have a memory you can share with us?
Wow. Where to begin? I think it's just a general kind of appreciation of Bob. And it kind of goes back to when I first started in the automotive media side of things. I was running IntelliChoice.com, which was a cost of ownership site that was part of the Motor Trend Group. And Bob had an association with Motor Trend at that time also. So he would start to, we would meet at car shows, and he would say, you know, it'd be great if you'd come on my radio show. And I said, wow, that sounds a bit scary, but yes, I'd love to do that. I mean, if we're talking about cars, I can do that for days, so no trouble. And then, so I guess my top kind of reflection or memory of Bob is just the way he taught me how to talk on the radio. He was just so smooth, so comfortable, so at ease. And, you know, within the first time or two that I was on, it became my favorite thing to do and made me really love and appreciate the fact that I had this amazing outlet to come on and talk to all these good people, you know, across the country about something that I talk about in my sleep, which is cars. So it's Bob taught me how to do a lot of things that have helped me in my career more times than I can count. So tip of the hat to you, Bob.
Yep, absolutely. He was a great man. And again, Sharon and he had a little girl, Lucy. And many times we heard Lucy on the air when he was in the studio doing Auto World. And she's now, James, a teenager. So
Wow. She's,
so Sharon's got her hands full. You know, she's going to be, like I told Sharon, she's going to be in the auto world with all of us driving cars. So we'll have to get her in a Kia, huh?
I was just
going to
say, we got a friends and family option. And anybody in Bob's family, my friend.
Get a discount or two.
Absolutely. I'll do that for her.
What Kia, James, you guys are knocking it out of the park, and what's one of the, we're going to go all the way and we're going to talk about that brand new EV9, but also later I want to talk about, you have the Carnival, you have the K5, all that, but what's one of the most favorite models that you folks sell a lot of?
Well, sadly it's a model that we just recently finished production on. There might be something in the same spirit and sensibility coming soon. I'd get in trouble if I tell you much more than that. But the Kia Stinger was such a tremendous vehicle for the Kia brand. You know, that was a proper high performance five door. You know, not too dissimilar from an Audi A5 or a BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe or something. So it was, and it looked beautiful. I just finished production probably about 3 months ago, so they're still out there if anybody wants to see them. But it was a gorgeous-looking car. People at gas stations would come up to me and say, wow, I didn't know that was, you know, that's a nice-looking Maserati. Or a nice-looking, you know, name any other car other than Kia. And so it really became a game-changing machine. Now, anybody can, you know, hire the best designers in the world, which is what Kia did. But they also hired the best engineers in the world. And that's where the Stinger really, I think, put Kia into an evolution that continues to this day. Because the Stinger was a car that looked the business and drove the business. It never let anybody down. And so it was a bit sad when we wrapped up production on it, like I said, a couple months ago. But now as we're so deep into electrification, you know, there might be something coming along that might make people remember the Stinger, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, spike our interest. Absolutely, I love the. You guys come up with the greatest names for the models, James.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Do you mind? I've got a Facebook question here, and then do you mind if I open the phone lines up for questions?
Oh yeah, oh, that sounds great.
Let's do it. Yeah, when we come back from the first break, I've got a Facebook question here from John. We'll see. I'll throw that one at you. And then again, folks, more than welcome to call in, and James can answer your questions concerning Kia America. James Bell, head of corporate communications with Kia America, right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans, alongside, he's sitting right in pole position for us here today, special guest on the special guest line, James Bell. He's head of corporate communications, Kia America. He's taken the Corporate Communications Command Center, folks, to the Rocky Mountains. James, tell us again. You're out in a ride and drive right now?
Will be tomorrow. I'm actually just passing by downtown Denver as we speak. So if anybody's listening from this lovely city, you know it's a nice blue sky day. A little bit cold, but I am in Colorado after all. But on my way up to a very special lodge outside of up in the mountains here, and so I'll be doing some ride and driving tomorrow.
That'll be fun, James. I think that's the last time I saw you. Actually, we were back in the day with what do they call it, the Guitar Hero.
Don't bring that up.
No, that's long gone. That was before grandkids and snow on the roof.
There we go. Oh my goodness, that is a great memory though. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's a lot of fun with Alex and or the gang and everybody. You absolutely right. It was fun. Well, going into the news of Kia, you guys are kicking it out of the park. I mean, literally here this last week, I talked about the Kia EV9 named one of the best family cars by Parents.
Yes.
Magazine.
Well, and that's on top of being named North American Utility of the Year. And one of Car and Driver's 10 Best. And just last week, it was named UK Car of the Year over in England, which, think about that. That's quite an accomplishment when you're talking about, a pretty large SUV, all electric, and from Korea. Usually, the English market and the European markets can be a little bit, home team only. And here comes Kia storming through. So, yeah, it's been EV9's been a great add to our team. And it's a perfect new flagship for the brand.
Yeah, and here recently, it's been voted the supreme winner of the Women's Worldwide Car of the Year. I mean, do you guys have a complete warehouse full of where you put your trophies, James?
They've asked me to put some of them in my garage. I couldn't be happy.
Yeah, I was going to say your neighbors are envious big time. My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I got a Facebook question here for you. John gets me on Facebook, and he says, "Mark, please ask them, James, when you will be able to charge your Kia EV at a Tesla supercharger like you can with the Ford EV." And then, of course, he says, "Really enjoy your radio show." Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great question, John. Thank you for that. We like very much if people think EVs. Maybe it's time to consider an EV. They think Tesla, obviously they had a huge head start and, a bit of the juggernaut, but, well, we're starting to chip away at that. And so what we're hearing more and more is people think, well, maybe it's time for an EV. I guess I'll look at Tesla and then I'll look at Kia. That is our pole position. We're very pleased with that. And to answer John's question, we expect to be able to start charging at Tesla stations about 12 months from now. We're a little bit agreement strategy with Tesla than I think Ford is, but I do know from working with Tesla, they're very great partners for us, and we're trying to get that done as soon as possible, but still going to be a few months out. Until then, the amount of charging network that's available in a lot of different cities around the country is really starting to grow. In fact, I took keys to an EV6 about 4 months ago just to kind of be a real test on what it's like to live with an EV on a day-to-day basis. And, I drove the thing from L.A. to Vegas and back, no worries, found charging. So the world has really changed. And to John's point, once we get those access into Tesla stations, too, it's just going to change the game completely.
Absolutely. What is one of the longest-ranged Kias you have?
It would probably be the EV6 rear-wheel drive GT line that I'm driving. In fact, last time I charged it, I got back in the car and looked down, and it said estimated range of 349 miles. That's more than it's supposed to do. So I don't know. It was a little optimistic there, but I'm averaging, without any concern whatsoever, at highway speed, cold weather, warm weather, you name it, maybe 310, 320, somewhere in that space. So, yeah, it's the average American drives about between 28 and 34 miles per day. So, I think the idea of range anxiety is gone because we're obviously addressing that. If you had an EV6, you wouldn't have to charge, maybe about once a week. but I think we're still in a little bit of a spot, and that's why, again, I appreciate John's question, of charging anxiety. And between the Tesla agreement, and then let's not forget we have a new consortium of car companies that we've partnered with General Motors and BMW, Mercedes, Honda, and others, to build out 30,000 high-speed charging stations around the country, with the first one set to go online in about 8 or 9 months. So, we're just in this really delicious and historic time in the car business, where it's not unlike the move from horse-drawn carriages, I assume, I'm not that old, but from horse-drawn carriages to gasoline-powered cars. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long time. I'm sure there was a lot of people that said, nobody's going to take my horse away. I can't get gasoline. Well, guess what? Now we have gasoline everywhere, and we're seeing this transition over to electrification just the same way.
Absolutely. And the best part of it about it all, James, you and I, of course, our generation, we never had a chance to pick up the poop on the road, did we?
Thank goodness. I've actually done a fair amount of studying on this time, because, again, I feel like we're in a similarly historic transition point as it would have felt to be, moving from horse-drawn over to gasoline power. And one of the biggest lifesavers, for lack of a better term, and I mean that definitively, is all the horse waste that was all over cities across the country was also very unhealthy. Yeah, obviously very unsightly, didn't smell great. But it created a lot of disease issues also. So movement to gasoline power made all of us ultimately healthier. So, and maybe at some level we have a similar thing as we get away from vehicles that are putting out the emissions. Might be a healthier future once again.
Oh, absolutely. And, here too, James, in Boise, Idaho area, where I'm live, they've canceled the emission testing on vehicles. Canceled it. Because they found out that the emissions, it's just not from cars anymore. Yeah. So as I grew up, and you and I grew up in this industry, the cars keep just getting, better and better and better and burning cleaner. And, of course, now EVs are, easy. Plug in and go. Now, do you believe and do you think that one day Kia will have their own supercharger networks? Hold that thought, James. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back after a little short break. Thank you.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great treat to have a good friend with us on Auto World today, right here from the BC Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World, alongside the head of corporate communications, Kia America, James Bell. Good to have you here. Threw this question out to you about do you believe that or think or can tell us a little bit of secrets about maybe does Kia look in the future of having their own supercharger plug-in units?
Won't need it. Because, as we talked about earlier, we're going to have access to Tesla stations within the next 12 months. We're in this partnership with other car companies to build out only high-speed charging stations all across the country, 30,000 of them across the country in all the right parts and across all the right corridors. And, of course, other industries are investing. We're seeing them pop up in gas stations. We're seeing them pop up, outside of Costco's and Walmart's and things. So the availability of charging is, let's just say this. Mark, have me back on this show 12 months from today, and then let's talk about what's going on with charging. And I think we'll all have a giggle that we were wondering about how it's going to go, because it's really good. It's about to launch. It's about to get serious. It's about to get historic. So, yeah, we don't need our own station because they're going to be everywhere very soon.
Yes, I actually, James, you're absolutely, I definitely want you on before 12 months. How's that? But we'll have you on in a year, too. But it's growing. Every single day it's growing. I do remember reporting and talking about how many millions of dollars that all of you are coming together to spend to bring us those supercharger sticks. So
I was having a good conversation with a good friend who's also, like you and I, car nut, and he... being a little bit sour and negative on electrification. And he said, I don't think it's going to, you know, catch on. And I said, well, that's where you're wrong. Because, as you just said, you got to follow the money. And there's not a car company out there today that's investing in, you know, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars in new combustion engine technology. We are continuing to refine current technologies and get every last drop of energy out of every last drop of fuel and cut the emissions down. But so it's not that, you know, investment has stopped there, but there's no new, there's nothing new coming. Every car company is all in on electrification. Every industry, every country, I mean, across the world, the investment is happening for charging infrastructure. So what I told my friend, and I would say to anybody listening here, is follow the money. And it, that's why it's going to happen.
And James, what I report and I read, and I get all this great information coming to me here on the media side, and it's not millions, it's billions.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to brag, but yes, you're right.
I'll brag for you. No, it's absolutely the truth. And it's not that, it's just very, very inexpensive to put the electrical plug-in in your house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're talking about public charging. But, of course, I mean, I've got a charging station in my house. Cost me about $600. There, but how do I say? Once you make the move to electrification in your personal transportation, no matter the brand, Kia, Mercedes, Lexus, Toyota, Tesla, any, regardless of the brand, you are going to have a new luxurious experience because the car is quiet, the car is powerful, the car is smooth. So when you arrive at your destination, you're relaxed because you don't have that engine grinding away in front of you as you're driving. But the other real big luxury part that people just don't know until you do it is the freedom of, let me tell a little story this way. How many times, listeners, have you driven home after maybe a long day at the office or, you know, picking up the kids or doing whatever you're doing and glance down at your fuel gauge and think, wow, tomorrow morning I got to make sure I keep a little time in there so I can go to the gas station before I start my day. And then, of course, life happens, and the next morning you forget about that, and you jump in the car, and you're running late, and you glance down the fuel tank, and you've got to go to the gas station. That is not luxurious, folks. What is luxurious is to get back in your car after a long day, and the next morning, there it is. You've charged it up overnight, just like you charged your cell phone, and off on your day. It just relieves you of such amount of pressure. And the only reason I go to a gas station now is for a bottle of Gatorade. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. No Snickers bar?
well, if I'm getting free, yes.
Yeah, I have a friend too, James. I want to share this. This gentleman, you know, I've got friends that have electric cars here in the Boise, Idaho area, and they drive them to and from and all that, et cetera, and on trips, et cetera. I'm not going to mention any of the brands except Kia.
No.
I have a friend that has a Kia. Okay. And it's anyway, he says to me, he says, boy, it sure is nice not putting $50 bills in my gas tank, Mark. And then, of course, I looked at him and says, well, I actually literally put my right hand out, James, and put it flat, of course, so he could put the $50 bill in my hand.
Yeah.
And I says, just put it right here, buddy. And he says, no, thanks. You know what he told me? He says, I'm putting that in my retirement fund, Mark.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And that feels good. I mean, that's important, number one, but it also feels good. I mean, I know there's a lot of, for some crazy reason, electrification and our transition there got politicized. I don't understand that. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But I can tell you, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, you go electric, you're going to have a nicer life. It's just that easy. It's just that easy.
And what percentage rate is Kia spending out of 100% on the two letters EV, James?
You mean our overall investment?
Yeah. Overall investment. Yeah.
Gosh, uh-huh. I don't know. They don't give me that kind of information because that'd make me dangerous. But I would think, I mean, as I said, there's not a car company on the planet that's investing in new engines or, you know, brand new gasoline-powered technology. There's only refinement going on from this point. So
yes.
I would imagine it's probably a very high percentage.
Now, he is known for one thing, that huge word called warranty, James. Warranty, 10-year, 100,000 miles. Congratulations again. I tip my hat to you.
Yes. Well, you know, that was one of the things, when I was on the media side of the fence, I remember when Kia came out with that, and it was genius. It just allowed people, I mean, let's be very candid. Kia, once upon a time, I like to call it was a used car alternative. If you needed a new car, you looked at your wallet, and you said, I can't afford the new car I want. I don't want another used car. Ha, I'll get a Kia. And that's fine. We did very well in that space for a long time. But the company decided to change. And that warranty just allowed people to relax and just know that they had the company's backup in case anything happened. And then we got into making the cars look good. You know, you hire the best designers in the world. You have to bend the sheet metal to make a car. You might as well bend it good. And so that was a big move. But, yeah, the warranty really, really changed the game and allowed the company to come to the level of success that I think a lot of us inside the company are even surprised about today.
Yeah, and it works. That's again, you're giving your customers, our listeners, something that peace of mind, not have to worry. And, you know, it just what we all want. That's why we want to purchase an automobile that doesn't end up sitting at the dealership getting fixed all day long, you know.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a little short break. James, I want to talk a little bit about, you earned another award on a model, the IIHS Top Safety Pick Award. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break, folks. And, oh, James, the 2025 Kia K5. Let's talk about that, too, when we come back.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. Appreciate you being here. Folks, sitting right there in pole position, James Bell, the head of corporate communications in Denver, Colorado. He's moved the corporate communication command center over there. That's all right. We're going to come back after this short break. More with James Bell.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing.
Welcome back, everyone.
These are probably out there.
Yes, you're probably out there drag racing your Kia. Come on, it can do it. You'll just go for it. It'll do it. I know it will. You know, it's kickoff spring here. Definitely, drag racing has started. The local car shows in your local town where you're listening to me, Auto World, here on your favorite radio station. I appreciate you being here and listening to us on your favorite app and your favorite device. I do appreciate that. We have sitting in pole position here on the racetrack today out in Denver, Colorado. He's moved the Corporate Communication Command Center, Kia America. He's head of corporate communications, James Bell. James, good to have you along. I've got an email here question from we call him a charter member here at Auto World. He's been with us for many years listening and contributing with emails and phone calls and all that. And he asks, his name is Trey out of Southern Illinois, listening to us on an app. He wants to know, James, does Kia EV qualify for any federal government tax credits at the point of purchase?
Yeah, happy to answer that. We will soon. The Inflation Reduction Act caught a lot of car companies off guard. The great thing was that before that act came through and changed some of the standards that allowed federal incentives to be applied, we were already clearing a big field out in Savannah, Georgia area to build out a new $5.3 billion electric vehicle assembly and battery assembly plant. And that's coming online later this year. We already had plans to start building the EV9 in our factory in Georgia, which then also gets it back into the window for government incentives. So, we'll be there soon. I promise you that. Still a few months out on that. The nice thing is, EV9 is so great. EV6 is so great. Even the Niro EV continues to break month-over-month records. The good part is that our vehicles are still selling on their own merit. They don't necessarily need the incentives. Now, don't get me wrong. I like incentives like anybody else does. But I think when people drive the car, recognize that this is a great machine, then we get those incentives back online. It's just going to double up. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Now, I love your Super Bowl ad, James, the girl skating?
Yes. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
We wanted to, exemplify what electric life can do. I've already spoken at length about the luxurious nature of having an electric vehicle. But there's also an element of that you're basically driving around on a huge battery. So sometimes in life, whether you're camping, whether you're using it to jumpstart another car, whether you're using it to do some kind of a children's play and outdoor, there's lots of different reasons why having maybe you'd have to drag along a generator. Well, you're sitting on a battery, and so we wanted to show how easy it is to use the power that's resident in the car for external purposes. And so that was what we did there. If you saw the commercial, you know, the young girl had just had a fantastic ice skating experience, and her dad said, let's go share that with Grandpa. Now, Grandpa's stuck at home. He's in a wheelchair. So let's bring the show to him. And there in his front yard on the ice skating rink, they set up lights, they set up music, and the granddaughter was able to show Grandpa her stuff. And that was all thanks to the power that's residing inside an EV9. It's super simple.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can just see the tailgating word hitting major max stereos, boom boxes to the point of no return now, James.
Well, you know,
love it.
I recently did a tailgate at a football game, and I was hearing generators pop on all over the place. And I said to myself, those days are numbered. When we get more and more electric vehicles out there, you can have your TVs running, your music running, your anything you want, your blenders, if you're at a, and that will all be done silently because you'll have all that power in reserve.
Absolutely. And you know that group we all like, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know that one song, Ooh, That Smell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that generator smell. Woo! Yeah. No thanks. Anyway. Okay. IIHS Top Safety Pick Award goes to the 2024 Telluride. Congrats.
Yes. You know, safety awards are fantastic because the standards are always increasing. You know, I think a lot of people just kind of assume that the car is going to take care of them, especially today's modern vehicles. But it's a lot of work for the car company. You know, between new automatic or ADAS functions to keep the car in lane, to be watching the road ahead, watching the cars behind you. Obviously, airbags in every corner of the machine. Great structural rigidity, management of an impact to make sure that the kinetic energy is channeled away from the occupants. There's a lot going on, a lot of amazing engineering just in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And Kia is right at the forefront of that, so it was very gratifying to have IHS recognize us for that. And a vehicle like the Telluride, which is so popular with so many American families already, it's just another one of those little check marks that when people do shop Kia, they realize, wow, there's not a box left unchecked between the value, the design, the efficiency, and you know, obviously in the safety and all that, and the warranty, as you mentioned. It makes it a tough thing to argue against, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've got a model for every single age group. Even the Sportage came in with a top safety pick designation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the Kia play. I mean, we just actually recently updated our full lineup photo that we use in a lot of press releases and different publicity. And I looked at it the other day and I said, I mean, we are, if you think about Kia of the past, you know, just maybe having handful of affordable sedans and a couple of crossovers. It's so different now. I mean, there's about 14 different cars across our lineup, with electrified options within each car, the high-powered options within each car. So, yeah, it is a absolute full-line car-making entity that treats safety incredibly important.
What's a good way, James, for the folks to check out all these models?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Kia.com. We spend a lot of time on that website making sure that all the information is resident there. And some great shopping tools also where you can plug in your particulars, especially on the EV consideration. You plug in, you know, how many miles you're driving per day, what kind of driving it is. You need all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive. Plug in all those little factors and give you some great recommendations.
You can just order right online and go right to your dealer and pick it up then.
Well, we're not quite to that point yet. You know, our dealers are really important to our success. So we continue to work with them very happily. And they've been, you know, fantastic partners as our business has increased. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the press release, but, and I hope you did because I wrote it. No, I'm just kidding. But
you did a good job. I loved it. Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but we broke our annual sales record last year in November. So that means everything we sold in December was a cherry on top. And so, yeah, our dealers are just very integral and very important to making sure that that streak continues.
Absolutely. You know, and you did, yeah, absolutely. Thanks. For James, you did a great job. Because a press release for all of us in the media, we have to understand what you're trying to get across to us so we can help everyone listening. And it, you did an awesome job. Hats off to you. Now, in the future, the 2025 Kia K5, you got the 2025 Kia Carnival coming out?
Yeah. We, at the Chicago Auto Show, just to, what, I guess about 5-6 weeks ago now, we introduced updated versions of both of those. Of course, the K5, once upon a time, was known as the Optima. And the Optima, of course, was one of the key vehicles that really changed the Kia brand. I would say the Stinger, as we talked about earlier, was the real punch. And then the Telluride, without question, blew the doors open. But the Optima was the where it all started. That transitioned over to the K5, continued great sales success. Well, this being Kia, we just make it better all the time. And upgraded the, or updated, I should say, the design of the headlights, taillights, lots of screens inside, lots of new safety technology.
Love it.
And then on the Carnival, now we have a hybrid version. So 35 miles per gallon and a very happy family.
Oh, my. Wow. James, we're running out of time. Thank you for the taste of the future. Appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you being with us. The garage door is going down here on this first hour. Head of Corporate Communications, Kia America. James Bell, thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. And God bless Bob Long.
Absolutely. Dedicated this show to him. And again, hey, keep teasing me with those pictures on Facebook of you being at the L.A. Lakers games, okay? Appreciate it, James. Thanks again, everybody. Drive safe and motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.